Ben Tankard. Welcome to the show, Mr. Tankard.
Hey, D, what's going on, brother?
I am so glad to have you finally with us here on Gospel Jazz. Of course, we've been playing your music, I don't know how long. I could really go back to the time when you did something on a project with Yolanda Adams.
Yeah, you know, I produced Yolanda's first 6 recordings. In fact, I've got about 40 or 50 songs we've done together when I discovered her back in the 90s. So she was kind of the foundational pillar of my producing success.
Okay, so can we talk a bit about your beginnings? Because I know you actually were an NBA player, correct?
Yeah, I played for the CBA, and then I got invited to the NBA with the Portland Trail Blazers. But I never got out of camp because I got injured in Blazers camp.
Okay.
And so I was on the team for a minute, but then it didn't last long because back then when you got injured and you wasn't a first-round draft pick, you were just literally just told to go home, and they had somebody else that was waiting to take your place. And so that happened to me, man, because being raised in a very, very poor environment as a kid down in Florida, you know, with this big dream of one day being wealthy and all that stuff, and then a snap of a knee, and there goes my dream. That actually was the birth of my music career because I went to church because I was depressed about losing the NBA opportunity, and I got saved in church one night, and in the same service, the evangelist poured oil on my hands and prayed for me, and I began to play the first time like a professional jazz musician.
Because I've heard that several times, and I wanted you to tell us that it is true. You have never had a formal lesson.
No, sir. Can't read one lick of music for piano.
Okay, that's God. That's all I can say. That's God. That's all that is. Lord, will you pour my hands? I appreciate it. But man, I'm just so, that's such an awesome testimony that God has pointed to you because, again, you had this dream of wanting to be very successful in the NBA, but now you've become very successful as a musician, as a producer, as a pastor. Just what are some of the things you're doing now in life?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you asked that, Dwayne, because the very thing that I thought I wanted to do, I heard God correct, but it was in the wrong context. You know how one word can have a couple different meanings?
Yes.
Well, God, I feel like God wanted me to play for the NBA, and I got injured, and that didn't work out, and so I ended up recording. And how about 20 years later, the NBA approaches me and says, hey, we've been keeping an eye on you. We'd like for you to come on staff with the NBA league office. And we'd like for you to just mentor the players and show them how to have a life outside of basketball.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I get to go to these settings where there's 200 players in one spot, and they put me on the podium and say, all right, the floor is yours. Pour into these guys and don't talk about basketball. Talk about some other things. And so the first thing I'll do when I get up is I'll ask them how old they want to be when they die. Most of them have not thought about how long they want to live to be.
They're just living in the moment.
Yeah, and then my next question, after I finally get them to write down on a piece of paper how old they want to live to be, I'll say, all right, now right under that age, I want you to write out 25 things that you want to accomplish in that time period. What are some of the things you want to accomplish? What things you want to do in that time? And it can't be a girl's name. you know, the churning. Most of them have not really thought about that.
Yeah.
So it takes a good 30 minutes for those guys to write out the 25 things that they want to accomplish in their life. And what I'm doing while they're writing those goals out is I'm sitting down at the piano playing a short mini concert
for
the players as they're writing their goals. So I'm creating a backdrop of imagination. And God tapped me on the shoulder while I was doing it last time, and it said, I told you I wanted you to play for the NBA. I decided to step out this time because I had a word from God from Brother Bill Winston.
Yes.
He contacted me and said, God wants you to open up your own record label. And I said, you know something, let me step from behind the curtain. I'm doing this Wizard of Oz thing and blowing all this smoke from behind the curtain. Let me just step out and do this myself. And wouldn't you know, this record has been out for just almost 2 months now, and it has done more than all the other records when I was with Sony.
Major labels.
Yes, sir.
So let me ask you, was the transition difficult or was it smooth sailing?
It was smooth sailing, man. And, you know, the industry has changed so much, Dwayne.
Yeah.
When was the last time, you know, you actually went to the store to buy a CD?
Yeah, I really don't. I get it online now.
Most people don't do that. They just browse on the internet. So, you know, the biggest two record companies really in the world is iTunes and Amazon.
Yeah.
That's where people get their music. And so if iTunes is going to sell a CD for $10 and take a $3 commission and send Verity $7, why should I wait for Verity to pay me 10% of that, which is 70 cents? Then when iTunes could send me that $7, and I can give it to Sister Tankard.
That makes sense to me.
And so, and in fact, even though I was with a major label, all of the marketing that you would see, all of the jazz promotion, all the interviews, and all of the footwork, I was doing anyway.
Yeah.
And so I said, you know something, if I'm doing it for them, I might as well do it for myself.
Wow, you truly have a brand. You built a brand on your own. I really believe that.
I appreciate it. And I encourage all of our listeners that are calling, don't think that you need a record label to get going. All you need is a computer and a song, and you can rock and roll.
You have been known for your own style of music. Have you ever thought about putting together a smooth jazz that's the best of some of the best gospel songs?
You know, I'm thinking about that, and it's, now that I have my label, that's I have more of a platform to do what I want to do. Because, you know, when you're with somebody else, you know, the golden rule is he who puts up the gold makes all the rules.
Golden rule. Gotcha. Because I heard you do the song on the last project where it was a Sade song.
Right.
No Ordinary.
Right.
I'm like, okay, now this guy can take a song and really bring it to a whole nother meaning.
Right, right. And my thing is about taking thoughts that will motivate people.
Yeah.
And since the music belongs to God anyway, when I do take an old song like Ain't No Stopping Us Now and put it on my record, I haven't crossed over. I just took the crossover.
I got to go. Ben Tankard, thank you so much for everything. God bless you.